For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. Missouri residents and government agencies could not use drones to conduct surveillance without a warrant under legislation advanced by the State House. The measure would also prevent journalists and other organizations from using drones to observe private property without an owner's consent. State universities could still use unmanned aircraft to conduct educational research. Sponsoring Republican Representative Kenneth Wilson of Smithville says the bill protects privacy rights. Opponents say the ban is unnecessary and could hurt business opportunities with companies that use drone technologies. Under the bill, any evidence collected from improper drone usage would not be admissible in court cases. The House gave the measure initial approval today. It needs one more vote before moving to the Senate. Grocery store bakeries in Missouri must continue to pay tax on the utilities they use to warm their food. The state Supreme Court rejected a request today for a sales tax refund on the electricity and natural gas used by the bakeries at 40 Schnucks grocery stores. The refund request cited a state law that gives a sales tax exemption for energy used in processing food products. But the Supreme Court ruled that processing does not include a bakery's in-store preparation of cooked foods for retail sale. The ruling upholds an earlier decision made by the state's Administrative Hearing Commission. Court documents show that the amount of taxes at issue was slightly more than $100,000, but the case could have a broader implication for grocery store bakeries in the state. A recent walkway collapse at an apartment complex for graduate students and their families has led more than 500 people to ask the University of Missouri to move a child care center to a safer location. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 549 people have signed a petition concerning the daycare center after the fatal walkway collapse. 23-year city firefighter Bruce Britt died after he fell from the second-floor walkway at University Village on February 22nd. Another petition seeking the complete renovation or demolition of University Village has nearly 100 signatures. A structural engineering firm working for the university has said the collapse happened because of weather damage and a construction flaw in which excess air remained inside the concrete slab. Daycare center parents are scheduled to meet privately with university officials tomorrow. St. Louis-based utility company Ameren announced today that executive Michael Main has been named chairman, president, and chief executive officer of the utility's Ameren, Missouri subsidiary. Main will replace Warner Baxter, who will become CEO of the Ameren Corporation on April 24th. Main has held several leadership roles since joining Ameren in 2000. A Missouri appeals court panel has upheld the financial estimate for a potential ballot initiative that would reinstate campaign contribution limits. The proposed initiative would limit contributions to $2,600 per election for candidates running for governor, judgeships, the legislature, and other offices. It would ban corporations and labor unions from contributing to candidates or political parties. The financial summary prepared by the auditor's office says the impact on state and local revenues is unknown. A Missouri Senate committee has slashed the amount of money that's to be used to keep Normandy schools open for the rest of the school year. The House passed the state's supplemental budget last week, which included $5 million for the Normandy School District. But today, the Senate Appropriations Committee voted unanimously to cut that amount down to $1.5 million. Committee Chairman Kurt Schaefer of Columbia expressed concern that $5 million was too much and that it would be used to wipe out more of Normandy's liabilities beyond just enabling students to finish the school year.
First of all, we don't have to fund this line at all, and the chips will fall where they will. But I think that it's the intent, and I think that people have expressed concern that no one wants to see students not finish the school year.
Today's decision to cut the funding request could be reversed before final passage. Teens younger than 17 would need parental consent to use tanning machines that emit ultraviolet rays at salons under legislation endorsed by the Missouri House. The bill was given first-round approval today and would fine tanning salons $500 for providing services to teenagers without parental consent. The legislation needs another House vote before moving to the Senate. Sponsoring Republican Representative Gary Cross of Lee's Summit says the bill would protect children from exposure to ultraviolet rays that can cause skin cancer. Opponents argue that it is a burdensome government regulation on tanning businesses. Candidates for the Columbia City Council and School Board met today to discuss disability issues at a forum at City Hall. KBIA's Kate Grumke has the story.
Multiple Mid-Missouri Disability Services agencies hosted the forum to get the candidates talking about accessibility in the city. Community members submitted questions online, and the candidates discussed a range of issues, from playground accessibility to inclusive hiring processes and expansion of the paratransit system. Jenny Chadwick is running for the First Ward City Council seat and lives in a low-income area of the First Ward. She says there's a lack of affordable and accessible housing in the community. She says people with disabilities might not want to live in the housing that is available because they are worried about the area's safety.
Maybe there is affordable housing in our community, but the people with special needs, with disabilities, don't feel that it's a safe neighborhood for them. And so we have to look at, as a city, how can we create a safe environment for people in affordable housing neighborhoods?
Bill Easley is also running to represent the First Ward on the council. He says he has some disabilities himself and thinks the bus system should be expanded to be more accessible. He says for people like him, getting to things like city council meetings can be a huge time commitment.
I have to come downtown early.
Is there a walking?
Well, or catch a bus. If I have to catch a 505 or 440, 425, and come down, maybe get a sandwich, go down Hardy, and we'll kill time.
The election will be held April 8th. Kate Grumke, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.